Thank you, Prem, and thank you, Sai Prakash. And dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet, as I always say. And welcome to this last leg of Thursday live broadcast from the studios. Today is May 30th to 2013, and we are almost done with this month of May. And even as the vacations for the students of Barbados University are still on, and it will conclude in a couple of days on June 1st when the institute will begin. But then to reflect on this month of May, when I think about what has happened in the last few weeks, you know, so many good news came our way in this month. Just a couple of days ago, the performance of the Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School was announced by CBSE, the Central Board of Secondary Education of the Government of India. And yet again, we saw how the students, both boys and girls of the school in Prashant Nilayam, have done extremely well. Just to give you a glimpse, just like every year, for the last two decades, all the students of the 12th class, that is the 12th grade, who wrote this final examination, not only passed, but they did it with first division. And most hearteningly, out of the 118 students, 112 were awarded distinction. That is, they secured more than 75%. And one out of every two students who wrote this exam has secured 90% or more. That's how impressive is the results of the 12th class examinations of Baba School here in Prashant Nilayam. In fact, one student has got 100 out of 100 in economics, another has got 99 in Hindi, not easy to get such high marks in a language subject, and five others have secured 99% in computer science. Similarly, in the 10th class, out of the 89 students, both boys and girls, who wrote this test, 21 have achieved CGPA of 10 out of 10, and 57 have passed with CGPA of 9 out of 10. In Sanskrit, 41 students have got CGPA of 10 out of 10. It's almost 50% of the students have got 10 out of 10 in Sanskrit. I can go on talking about these impressive results of the school. If you go each subject wise, and there are such beautiful, such heartening news of how the students have performed in this board examinations. In fact, even as I share all this, my mind goes back to the days when the moment these results would be released by the CBSE, by the government, Bhagwan would be so happy. There were years he would immediately have these results announced and congratulate and bless the students profusely. He would be extremely glad, like a proud mother. On one occasion in Vrindavan, in Bangalore, I remember the summer course in Indian culture and spirituality was going on for the university students, and when the results of the Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School were out, Swami was so happy with the performance of his students that the summer course session that year was paused for a while only to announce these results, and Baba beckoned near him the toppers of the school and really submerged them with gifts and blessings. It is really a lovely sight when you see Bhagwan so happy that his students are doing so well. Baba started the Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School way back in 1983, and since then the school has only grown from strength to strength and has indeed been a vital limb of the university, the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Because most of these students of the school opt to continue their education in Baba's college, and all the training that they have received in the school only gets augmented and reinforced as they pursue their higher studies in Baba's university. In fact, every year before the academic session of the university begins, Baba always called for a special interview session meant only for the staff of the university, wherein he guided the senior as well as the junior staff members as to what should be their focus in the coming year. He gave them tips as to which aspect of the student's development they should focus their attention and energies on. And And you also give opportunity for any teacher to ask him any question or clear any doubts that he has concerning the grooming of students in the university. And finally, towards the end of this exclusive session for the staff members, the teachers, Baba blessed all of them who have dedicated their lives to serve in his educational mission, and all of them, needless to say, came out of the interview room re-energized and re-determined to follow the path that they have chosen for themselves, to refine themselves, to be more effective instruments in his hands. And indeed, this session, in a manner of sorts, continues even now, even till this day. Even though Baba's physical presence is no longer there, all the staff of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning even now meet before the academic session starts to ruminate on the Sri Sathya Sai philosophy of education, on all that Baba has said over the years, and they do serious introspection individually and in groups and dwell on how to perform their roles more productively and more in tune with the expectations of Bhagwan. In fact, this session, which is now formally called the Faculty Development Program, concluded just yesterday. It was held for 2 days, 28th and 29th of May 2013, in the new campus of Mudanahalli, and almost all the more than 200 staff members of Baba's University, right from the Vice Chancellor, the Registrar, the Controller of Examinations, to all the senior professors, the assistant professors, the lecturers, the readers, the research scholars, all of them participated in this intensive session, listening to Bhagwan's discourses, discussing its importance, coming up with new ideas as to how to put his directions and his teachings into practice in their personal lives, as well as how to communicate these to the students in a more powerful and effective manner. It was indeed a very fruitful 2-day workshop in the picturesque campus of Mudanahalli. The other event that has been happening in these summer months, in April, May every year, is a program called Catalyst, wherein the senior alumni of the university conduct a 2-day session for all the just passed out students to mentor and guide them as they embark on their professional careers. These senior alumni help the students who have just finished their masters. They help them make right choices as per their areas of interest. They inform them about the trends in the world outside. They familiarize them with the challenges in the real corporate environment outside Prashanthi Nilayam, and also give them tips to help them deal with these difficult situations in the world outside. And this has been happening for quite a few years now, and it has helped the students immensely. This is just a spontaneous gesture of the alumni of the university as a gratitude to Bhagwan to help their junior brothers. And they do it so selflessly and with so much heart and so much concern for their brothers, for the junior brothers of the university. While most of the students go through this session and benefit from it as they begin their corporate careers, there are also a few who actually have their sights set on something else. Yes, something very different. These are students who choose to not get into the business world. They choose instead to serve in the Sathya Sai mission full time. These are alumni who wish to stay on in Prashanthi Nilayam or Bangalore or Anandpur or Mudanahalli or in any of the Sai institutions to dedicate their youth, their time and their energy directly in the Lord's work completely. And most hearteningly, last year, that is in 2012, at least 17 students opted to work in Sai institutions instead of taking lucrative jobs outside. And this was actually more than 10% of the class. And these alumni who chose to stay back are now working in various institutions in Prashanthinilayam, Bangalore and elsewhere, in his hospitals, in his colleges, in the schools, in the Central Trust, in Radio Sai. Yes. And they have now completed 1 year of leading such a life of service and dedication. The Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning will begin its yet another academic session 2 days from now. And as the classes begin, I thought it would be interesting to speak to these few alumni who, after being in this college for 2 or 5 years, are now working in the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, or in the Sri Sathya Sai Sadhana Trust, or in the university. It will be nice to know why they did not wish to go outside like many of their classmates, and how do they feel now having taken this decision a year ago. So that is what we will be doing tonight. We will be speaking to 3 such former students of Babas University who are now members of the Sai Sannidhi group. This is the group of alumni who work in Babas institutions. But before we begin with that discussion proper, let us first offer a heartfelt prayer to Bhagwan for having given us this opportunity to know Him, to love Him and to feel Him in our lives. Dear Lord, please bless us so that we may never ever forget Your love, so that we may always strive relentlessly to remove all that is not pure in our beings, in our lives, and shine as Your messengers of love and live to make others' life better. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome, dear listeners, to this yet another episode of Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. And today we discuss the ones who took the road less traveled, the former students of Baba's college who have chosen to stay back in Prashanthinilayam and serve in his mission. Just yesterday, May 29, 2013, I had a discussion with 3 such alumni, each of them working in a different institution. Siddharth Kalidas, who after his MBA in 2012 has joined the Bhaktasai division of the Sri Sathya Sai Sadhana Trust, which runs the ashram canteens, the shopping complex, the Gokulam and so on. The second member in this discussion is Karthikeya Dwivedi from Uttar Pradesh, who too did his MBA in 2012 and now works in the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust. And the third person in this discussion is Abhishek Rao, who after his master's in biosciences in 2012 is now serving as a manager in Baba Super Speciality Hospital in Puttaparthi. This conversation went on for more than 1.5 hours last night. So I'm going to play for you today the first half of this panel discussion, wherein each of them share about their journey to Swami. They share about how they became students, Sai students in the first place, and then reminisce about their life defining moments growing up in His divine proximity, in His hostel and college, the moments that has made them what they are today. So over now to this panel discussion with Siddharth, Karthikeya and Abhishek Rao, 3 young alumni of Baba's institutions. Sairam brothers Siddharth, Karthikeya and Abhishek, and welcome to this program Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. It's really heartening to know that all 3 of you, after completing your masters, some of you in management and Abhishek in sciences, you decided to stay back and continue to work in Bhagwan's institutions here in Prashanthinilayam. So the question that I cannot really stop that urge to ask is, why did you decide to stay back in Prashanthinilayam? I think that would, many listeners also would really like to know what really was behind that decision. But before we get to that, maybe we should go back a few years and talk about how you happened to become a student in Bhagwan's university. You know, how did that happen in the first place? And because I feel that is perhaps one of the most defining moments in in the life of any Sai student, you know, the moment you come into the portals of Bhagwan's university. So maybe we'll start from there and then we'll go on to the time you spent in the hostel and the college. And your batch, when you think of it now, was privileged to be one of those final batches of students who had the opportunity of living in Bhagwan's physical proximity. If you look at it now, it's such a huge privilege which these students who have joined in 2012 or the coming generations are not going to be that lucky. You were a student in the hostel, in the proximity of Bhagwan, when the transition phase happened in 2011, in April 2011. That was a moment which really shook and altered every Sai devotee's life in really unimaginable way. And at that time, you continued to be a student. And even after that, you were a student for one whole year, 2011, 2012, you were a student. And then you passed out of the portals and you chose to stay on and serve in his institutions. So as I mentioned, listeners would definitely be keen to know what motivated you to take this decision. Even though the opportunity of basking in his physical presence was no longer there. So maybe we'll come to this entire journey, your journey since you became a student to now how you became a staff member, a former student and a staff member in Bhagwan's institutions. Let's see what we can do in the next 60 minutes or so. So can we start with Siddharth?
My first physical darshan of Swami was in the year 2001. And at about that time, I did not know that Swami had educational institutions. Slowly during my visits to Vrindavan that following summer, a lot of people told me that there's an opportunity, that there's a school where you can study, and students, in fact, at that time also, most of us would have wanted Swami's physical proximity, and that is what even drove me to seek an admission in any of his educational institutions. So I tried my best at that point of time by seeking admission in the school.
So at that time, in 2001, you were...
I was in my ninth standard.
Ninth standard, so, okay. But you knew about Bhagwan before. You had physical darshan,
yes,
you had in 2001.
Yes. I mean, we have had darshan maybe way back in my childhood. Okay. That was around the time I was immediately born.
Okay.
So I don't really have any recollection.
So the family were,
yes,
devotees,
yes,
of Bhagwan. And
I was born into a Sai family.
So you grew up adoring him as divine and all that.
Yes. I mean, maybe not to the extent today that I know him today, but yes, we thought of him as God.
Okay.
We revered him as God and prayed to him as God.
But perhaps you didn't have any such of really deep
not
connection
really
with him.
Not really.
At that
I
time.
Mean, at that point of time, for me, it was pretty much, I'm a Keralite. So for me, an integral part of my life was to going to the temple.
Okay.
So I used to spend a good time of mine, good amount of time going to temples. Mm-hmm. Actually, I mean, there's one right across the street.
Okay.
I would spend my time there. And then around, I think 97 or so, we had a Sai Samiti coming up. Or rather, we came to know of it, that it has started near our house. And that's how it started, the introduction of, rather formal introduction into the Sai Bhajans and things of the sort. And thereafter, I joined as a Sevadal in about, I think, 2003 or so.
So you were still in the school, but you joined the Sevadal.
Yes, I had, I think by then, moved on to my 11th.
Okay.
And I had joined Sevadal. And there was a wonderful time in Vrindavan. I mean, especially on weekdays, the crowds would be very less. And you could see Swami pretty close. I mean, that is the only thing. And we would never, even though we wanted in our deep down in our hearts to speak to him or him to speak to us, I mean, I would just cautiously look at him and hope that he looks at me, and that's about it. That's how it started. Thereafter, I tried to get an admission in my after my undergraduation, but due to some reason, it didn't work out. And again, after that, after finishing my undergrad, I worked for about a year and a half, and then I tried to get into MBA, and successfully I did clear the exam and get in. which was like a turning point. I mean, I did not really expect. I just took a day's leave from my work and came down to write my exam. And even then, I was not sure. But the moment I landed in Parthi, I got onto the bus, I was sure that I need to write the exam and clear somehow.
This place had some draw.
I don't know what it was. Because till then, I was in two minds. Even when I was sitting in the bus, I was thinking about, you know, probably the next hike that I'll get and promotions and thereafter life.
In the job you were doing that time.
And I mean,
but the moment you landed in Parthi, you definitely wanted to.
The moment I got down and checked in, I was pretty much sure that I need to attempt and get in somehow. And the exams were a breeze. I don't know how, for somebody who's not prepared, it could be that easy. But it was actually a breeze and went through pretty smoothly. The interview also was not as complicated as I had encountered in the past. I had already had a round of interviews in my undergraduation and one attempt in the post-graduation class. It was not that tough. It was a breeze.
So like this year, many things are just falling in place.
It was just falling into place, literally. And I really am grateful because, you know, maybe for about a year, whatever proximity that we got might not have been great, especially the Mandir sessions and blessings which any student would get in terms of prasadam blessings or birthday blessings is something which you look forward to in your entire academic career here.
Yes.
And I really must say that those are times which I really do enjoy and cherish. Even now, there are times when I really feel bad that, you know, that Swami is probably not with us physically. And those memories do refresh your mind and jog through. And it still seems that, you know, he's there. Of course, his unseen hand is there always. But that's how it all started.
Wonderful. So there are certain memories which are eternal and evergreen in your mind.
Yes.
Which continue to inspire. We'll come to that. Kartikeya, what is your story?
First, I came to Bhagwan in the year 1994. So that time I was very small, I was only 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not aware very much about the Swami's educational institutions and other things. And after that I joined my schooling in Gorakhpur in UP.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there I continued my education up to 7th standard.
In Uttar Pradesh.
And a lot of Sai devotees were there and we used to go to Samiti. And many of the Sai devotees' children used to study in Sri Satya Sai Vidya Peet, Sri Shalam, in Kerala. School is there in the Kerala.
Yes.
So they used to study there. So they told my parent, why don't you keep there? Because that is the Swami's school and hostel facility also is there. So it will be good environment for them. So that's how first I came to know about the school. I wrote my entrance and I got it myself admitted in Sri Shalam school.
In Sri Shalam. So from all the way from the north.
From UP to Kerala, yeah.
Wonderful.
So I did my schooling from 8th to 10th. Then for 11th standard, many of the students from Sri Salem, they were applying here for the Swami's Higher Secondary School.
Mm-hmm.
So I also applied. But I couldn't get my admission letter.
Mm-hmm.
So
by this time, your parents had become devotees.
Yeah, parents are devotees. Actually, it had happened. First happened, my aunt was there. So my aunt's friend, she was Swami's devotee. So my aunt got a Swami's photo in my house. That is in 1970s. So after that, that Swami's photo was there. She used to do worship. The photo was other used to worship as like other God. So our family don't used to believe him as a Swami, as God. Swami was there and like all other deity we used to pray. So after that, when she went there, after her marriage, so in that family, one of her relatives, they were devotees. So they made them that you should go to Parthi and you should see Swami. So from there, it passed on to our family.
Okay.
So first we came in 1994. I saw Swami. So from then onwards, we used to come regularly. So when I came in 11th standard, when I applied, I couldn't get. So then I thought, okay, Swami want me to continue because that is school was up to 12th standard. So I continued my 11th, 12th there. Then after that, I thought that I'll join for BCom here. So I applied for BCom. And I wrote the entrance test. I could clear. Interview also was very, I performed very well. And that's how I thought that, okay, I have done good because in my 12th standard also, we have the same thing they will be covering in the BCom also. So
yes.
I was very much confident. But something happened that I couldn't clear the interview.
Oh.
So I thought it is Swami's wish, so I continued my education for BCom in Allahabad.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I came and applied for MBA. But the proximity and the attention which Swami used to give to the boys, that was there always in my mind, that somehow Swami should give me one chance. So when he didn't give me seat for BCom, I thought that only post-graduation is there, because I don't want to continue for research and any other thing, higher education. So I thought only if Swami gives me MBA, it will be a great opportunity for me to continue my education and finish my education at the Lotus View, because that is the culmination of my studies.
A master's.
Master's. So I applied for MBA and I could get, and this time I left everything to Swami, because that time I was little confident that I will get. This time I thought, Swami, it is up to you if you want me to continue, or because Swami knows what is good for whom and which is the right time.
Yes.
So if it is not the right time, if it is not right place for me, Swami will not give the seat. So I didn't think so much. I just gave my interview, written and group discussion, and I could clear and I got the seat. So that's how I came to Swami's hallowed institution.
Wonderful. So after so many years of trying and praying.
Praying also.
Wonderful. So finally you joined the, became a Sai student, and perhaps did you have your moments of divine proximity?
Yeah.
You had. So we'll come to that. So let's go to Abhishek now.
Sir Amrudhar, I should say that I was fortunate enough to born and brought up in a Sai family.
Mm-hmm.
We are devotees from, say, from our grandfather's time. Like, they came in Swami's fold, and that's how we started, like, from day one, I should say, from our childhood. Like, it was like, there was only one God, and he's Satya Sai Baba.
Okay.
So, it was like that. And then even in our altar also, like, it is Swami we, like, pray to. Though our family deity is Balaji. So it's, but Swami is the one, like our whole family revolves around. And I should say that it was year 2006 summer when I finished my 12th standard from Indore. And that time I just came back for summer vacation. And my father tells me that I have applied for you in music college in Swami's institute. Swami has opened one music college there, and I would like you to join there.
Mm-hmm.
We have some musical background at home. Like, my mother is a singer and my brother is a good tabla player, and by then he was already studying in music college. My brother was already there that time.
Mm-hmm.
So my father was like, you should join this music college and you should become something, you should become some good artist. So he was of that he wanted me to do that.
Mm.
And I think this is the first time I'm telling in public, like, how exactly I entered here. So it so happened that I had applied for Hindustani Tabla stream. I had applied for. I gave interview. I mean, I went through the test. Practical test will be there. So I went through that test. Then there was a list of shortlisted students, but somehow my name could not come over there. Till the time when the practical was supposed to be there, till then I was very relaxed. I was very sure that I don't want to do this music thing, and I don't want to get into this place.
Oh, but you never wanted to get in?
No, I want Swami, but I don't want to be here. I don't want to be away from my parents.
Oh, you didn't want to miss your parents.
Because before that only I was in hostel, so I just wanted to be at home. I just wanted to spend some time at home. So I had that thought in my mind that I should just somehow be at home and just don't come here. But I always wanted to be with Swami, have that experience. That thing was always there from the childhood. Right from the childhood, like as Adav said, like we have been trying from first standard, then 8th standard, then 11th.
Yes.
So it was a continuous process.
But the pull to stay with the parents
was also there. When the shortlist came for all the students who were selected for interview, and my name was not there in that. At that moment, I felt, no, I should get into this institute.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, at that moment, I felt I should get into this institute. And at that point in time, I just said to my father, he came along with me for that interview and entrance exam. So at that point in time, I said to my father, no, I want to get into this institute. Then he just mentioned, it's very late, son. If you were interested, you should have put effort when there was time. Now I think we are late. But still, you are in Bhagwan's abode, pray to him.
Mm-hmm.
If he wishes, definitely he'll give you. Next day was interview. And anyway, my name was not there, so I need not go over there. But next, I had only one night's time was there for me to do whatever prayer I can do and just to expect some miracle to happen there. So that night, I should say that evening itself, I went, attended bhajans. Then at that time, Swami was not here. I think Swami was in Kodai that time. And then went round and round around Ganesha.
The regular
108. After doing 108, I was like, no, I should do some more. Like, emotions were just pouring from the...
I remember doing 108 after writing my MBA entrance. And, you know, I said, see, Ganesha, I'm doing this 108. And if I get MBA, then it's definitely your grace. If I get MFM, maybe, you know, I was not all that bad.
Even one thought, like, there was a thought in my mind, no, something will happen. Something will happen.
But you're kind of very sure about it.
Yeah. The moment I saw the short list, that interview list, and my name was not there, that moment I got, no, I should get into this institute. And I don't know what just posed me, and I went on praying to Swami. Swami, do something, Swami. Whatever you give, I'll just take it. I'll take it as your prasadam, and I'll just get into this. And that was the only thought in my mind whole night. And next day morning, I got up very reluctantly. Somehow went for Nagar Sankirtan. Next day, still that thought was there, Swami, please do something, do something. And I think the interviews were scheduled for 9 o'clock next day in the morning. And after, say, around 8, my father just told me, anyway, we have come this far, let us do some seva and go back.
Mm-hmm.
So he told to me, you go and serve in South Indian canteen, do some service. And we'll serve for 1 or 2 days, then we have booked tickets, we'll go back. And what happens is, by 9 o'clock, I have finished my service, some small things they have allotted, I have done those things. And
In the South Indian canteen?
Yeah, in the South Indian canteen. And I was just roaming around and I was just praying to Swami. I thought, okay, I have lost the chance. And I was really, that was... Like, I could count one such moment, like, where I just felt I'm lost, I'm alone. I felt I'm depressed. I was depressed that time. Like, I just don't know what I should do next. So, at that moment, I saw my father shouting at me.
Mm-hmm.
From far, he was waving hand and he was calling my name. So, I just looked at him. Then he was little angry also. Because I thought he was searching for me for a while. So, then he... called me, then he told, they are calling you there. So one of the student who had gone there, had informed my father that they are calling Abhishek there. So that time itself, I just went to my room, changed to white and whites, and rushed back to the music college. There I went, and there this Shashidhar, I think, he is the person whose office in charge of music college.
Okay.
He was waiting outside. He said, they are calling you, their panel sitting there, yet they are calling you. So I just went inside the interview room. I just didn't know what I should say, for what they are calling me. I was just totally blank. So the moment I went inside, they said, see, there is no seat for tabla. You have applied for tabla, but there is no seat for tabla and you are not performed that good so that we can take you, not the other guy. There's a seat for mridangam. Would you like to join?
Mm-hmm.
And my immediate response to that particular question was, whatever Swami gives, I'll just accept.
If they are asked to sing, you would have sang, right?
Yeah. That's state of mind. Whatever they ask me to do, I'll just do that. And that was the moment they said, do you think twice, boy? Are you sure? Then it was my only answer was, sir, I'll do whatever it takes. I just want to be with Swami. And that moment, needless to say, that evening they gave the final list and my name was there. And that's how I got into this institute. And later on, next year, I went to Vrindavan, did my BSc, then...
So after one year of music college, you wanted to join the graduation course. Yeah. Wonderful.
Then... MSc, and that's how I'm here.
Wonderful. Fantastic. I think everyone has very interesting stories of how they got into the place. I think for everyone, it has been a path of some sort of penance, some sort of prayer, some sort of perseverance, and finally getting in by Bhagwan's grace. I think everyone is clueless about how it finally happened. You know, you've been trying for so many years and it never happened, and then...
It happens at the right time.
At the right time, as you mentioned, yes. So... how was it after that, Siddharth? your best moments in the hostel, in the college, and in Bhagwan's proximity in the Mandir sessions? I think I asked so many questions, you can pick anyone.
For me, I think the first moment was the fact that I had to stay away from my parents. I've never really stayed away from them. The moment I landed into Parthi and went into the hostel, there was like so much of activity, and I was completely lost.
The first day in the hostel.
First day, you know, and I was called into the warden's office and they took down my details and they allotted the room and I was completely lost. And, you know, I think you must commend the system as to how it molds the students. My seniors in my room, I think they probably saw that I was lost and probably they would have had faced the same situation when they joined. And they came down to me and they were like, it's all okay, yeah. You know, it'll go away, don't worry. And
so they could really see that you needed help.
And, you know, one of them was really good enough to help me, you know, he helped me in unpacking my stuff and putting it into the cupboard. And, yeah, I mean, that guy, I don't know what happened to him. He helped me that day. And even then, my mind was not really pacified. And I went to Darshan and that day I cried, I remember crying, you know. I mean, we were told that maybe weekends you could see your parents and I was not really sure about it. And I remember crying about it that day. Next morning it was all fine. When the routine started and it was all fine.
He had no time to think about anything else.
Not at all. When morning 5, suddenly you have to get up at 5. I have really never gotten up in my life after school at 5. I mean, I would just get up leisurely and go to office and come back and sleep at late at night. And so getting into that routine was a challenge. And yes, there were roadblocks which thankfully we've crossed. My first interaction physically with Swami was around the time when I got to get Prasadam blessed. That year being the 85th birthday, I think almost every day there was Prasadam blessings and
yes.
Someone or the other was...
Every day council programs and after
program
the programs Prasadam distribution.
And it was like a treat. Every
yes.
day you get some sukha the other.
So,
you know,
yes.
You were just waiting, okay, what are you giving today? It was like that. And I remember my Prasadam blessings was like, you know, it was fully tensed. I was given about 150 instructions about how you should stand, how you should not stand, how you should go, how you should not talk, how you should look, how you should not do. This, that, and with all that, it was all the more confusing. And when I went there, I remember Swami was reading a letter. And
with
I was
the bowl
looking,
in your hand?
Yes, with the bowl in my hand. They told me, you know, Swami asks the Prasadam, tell him this is the Prasadam. By the time I went there, I forgot what the Prasadam was. And I remember Swami was reading a letter. I did not know what to do, so I was also reading that letter.
Oh my God.
I read that letter. I mean, I don't know. It was bold letters. I was reading, okay, what is reading it? And then, you know, with great trepidation, I landed on my knee and I was taking the bowl near Swami. And in my tension, what happened is, I took the bowl and rammed it onto Swami's knee. And
okay.
my little finger got crushed between Swami's knee and the bowl. And so I was
so,
sure,
so lost looking at Swami and dazed by that moment.
I
actually
was, and I remember thinking, my God, I'm completely dead. There's a camera focusing from the side. People are taking photographs. Somebody is bound to see it and gone. You know, somebody will catch you and thrash you for what is done. And then I was looking with all this tension. I looked up at Swami and he no response. He took his time, sweet enough. He took his time as if nothing has happened. He took his time and looked at me and blessed the Prasadam. And when he blessed the Prasadam, tension was off. It was not there anymore. And then a big broad smile came on my face. And I still, because I see the video of what happened that day. And I told Sai Ram Swami and went up from there. And then everybody after that, you know, who was all there, why did you say Sai Ram to someone? I said, I didn't know what happened. I just had to say something and get out of there. And that was the first memory of physical interaction in that sense. You know, I did not ask for Pad Namaskar, but it in a sense is giving Pad Namaskar to me. So that was my first Pad Namaskar of Swami. And very grateful to that, because after that few days I was completely buoyant, you know, nothing I could, I was not affected by a lot of things, you know, assignments are there, yeah, finished, that's it, done, you know, the school. For
some
about,
new
five,
energy.
For about 5-10 days it was really nice. And after that, maybe, you know, it is to inject that urge in you. So once that you've, experienced this taste of nectar, you would want it next time. So you'll do something about it. So I think it was the churning process which started at that point of time. And maybe I don't know maybe how it went, But yeah, to an extent, I think that's where it started. You know, the severe urge to be close to Swami. And
so you don't know what really happened to you at that moment. Many things seem to have happened after that moment.
Not at all. Severe urge to stay back in this place and severe urge to be with Swami, the physical proximity, because we would hear mesmerizing stories about the preceding batches, about some students who were selected by Swami, and it was all His grace.
Yes.
So how to get that grace was the next quick question, and I guess this is one way of doing it. That's how I think I would say it.
Wonderful. I mean, it's so amazing in the sense that all the people who watched you that day probably had no clue of what was going on within you, and no one has any clue. Even you probably don't have any clue what happened to you after that.
No, definitely no.
Because so many things seems to have happened within you after that.
Yes.
There is some, as you mentioned, some new energy, and now suddenly this new sort of flame of devotion and this urge for grace that just happened.
That just happened.
So many ways your life became different.
Many ways. Of course, we'll have to reflect and see if we've really undergone the change, but still, I guess that is where it all started, literally, for that.
Wonderful.
Urge to be close to Swami.
I think that is what a Sadhguru is, you know, what he can do to you in 1 second or one moment, you can never ever imagine. Wonderful. Yes, Kartikeya, your moments with Bhagwan.
After joining for my MBA in Swami's college, I expected that I'll get different kind of environment as compared to outside, because I have heard from many people that how is Swami's college and hostel. So in hostel, I'd first like to tell about hostel.
Yes.
Because hostel, when we are staying in hostel, it is a UG section plus PG section.
Yes.
And boys from all over the country.
Yes.
From different parts. So generally everybody is away from parents. So I, because for me that was not a problem. I stayed in Kerala for a year.
Yes, you are already in a hostel.
Already in hostel, so not a problem. But then I saw what I saw there, then the concern and the love which teachers have, hostel teachers which they have for the students over there. That is something very appreciating, because when for everything from the first day onwards, whenever I used to meet any teachers, because they know that I have joined recently, they used to ask about home and how you are feeling. Any problem? Is there any help?
Teachers used to ask.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it happens nowhere, because once you join in the hostel, they leave. You are up to that. You pay the fees and you be there in the room. And whether you are there in hostel or not, that doesn't matter. Here the love and concern which the teachers. They had for the boys, that was something really appreciating and marvelous. And apart from that, the students, because some, you know, in my class most of the students were new, because that was MBA course and many new students are there. So each student, they used to come and they used to interact with each other, and we got mixed. And even our seniors, they used to talk outside the hostels. You know, the seniors, they don't interact so much with the juniors, and a lot of issues are happening outside.
Yes.
But here in Swami's college, the feeling of brotherhood, that they treat everybody as brother, and they come and they share their experience, how they felt in 1 year. So that make people lot of, they give lot of comfort to people.
A lot and of feeling of brotherly love brotherly and camaraderie love. And that
yeah.
kind of.
And people start to settle down, because though they have come from far place, that is a new thing, new system. But they start to settle down because the kind of environment which is there in the hostel. And after that, a hostel, we come to college. So in college, when MBA course started, we were given the orientation, and after orientation, the courses which we had in the syllabus, like self-development, values-based management, so such kind of courses are not there outside. So it gave a different perspective, different outlook to the management course. And because we were very lucky that we are studying MBA course which Swami himself has started.
Yes.
And it was one of the pioneer courses when Swami started in 1986. And Swami himself used to come and take classes. So all these things made us very happy, thinking that, okay, we are in such a course and teachers are there from that time and Swamis are there. And they used to give personal attention to all the students. For any doubt you go, they will explain without any hitch. Because they will not tell you, ask your friend or something. For everything, they're available. So that really made all of us very happy that, okay, for Swami. Because they treat us as their own children. Because Swami told them like that. that you take care of my children, I'll take care of your children. Mm-hmm. So with that philosophy, I felt very happy and very good that in the kind of environment there is there in the college and hostel. That is very unique. That's why Swami's education system is unique, which people should replicate elsewhere in the country also. Because Swami has created a model.
Yes.
And then comes the Mandir component, which is the most awaited component, because I thought if I am, Swami would have taken me for becoming in the Vrindavan, I would have missed that Mandir component. Because Swami is not there physically.
Yes.
So, when Swami took me for MBA, I was happy that, okay, Swami is going to be there with me at least for 2 years. That was my thought. So, and I had been coming to Swami from 94 onwards, but I never got any chance for getting his Pad Namaskar. So that was there in my mind. And when I came from Srisalam, that time I was the first person who was sitting. But that time Swami had stopped giving Pad Namaskar.
Hmm.
But what happened when Swami went in the lines, after 4 or 5 boys, all the boys, they took Pad Namaskar. So it was there in my mind that why Swami made me sit and in the front and I followed the rule, I didn't get. So when Swami will give, I was expecting. So in my MBA, in my first darshan, and Swami had come on the 2nd June. 1st June he didn't come out. So 2nd June I got first Pad Namaskar. That was the first blessing.
The first day?
Yeah, on first day I got.
First day your wish was already fulfilled?
Yeah, first day the wish was fulfilled.
Wonderful.
So then it went on, so I got the chance for getting the prasadam blessed. And once it happened that one of my cousin sisters, she met accident.
Mm-hmm.
So they informed me that you give a letter to Swami and just pray. And that time Swami was coming and it was a occasion of Shiv Parvati Kalyanam. It was very crowded. Somehow I could get the place in the front. And Swami was that day, Swami was not very much well physically. So from ladies' side when he entered, that day he used to take letters.
Yes.
He used to take letters and he used to indicate, then people used to take letter and keep. So from that side I am seeing Swami is not taking anybody's letter. And Swami is of course not looking also here and there, because he was looking very weak. And I thought, I don't know what will happen and what will I convey back, because if Swami doesn't take the, people may take in a different way. Mm-hmm. If Swami is not taking the letter, I was very much worried. He has not taken single letter, though previous day he took many letters. So I was thinking, and Swami came and there were many students sitting. He took only my letter.
He took only your letter?
Yeah, he took only one letter. Only one letter that day he took, and my letter.
Oh my God.
And that day, after taking the letter, he went and sat on the stage, so that I also went in the front and sat near the stage. And he started reading the letter. After as he was reading the letter, he used to look at me. He used to read the letter. He didn't respond or he didn't call for anything, but he was reading. After that letter was there in his hand for throughout the program.
Wow.
So that gave me a lot of soothing feeling that, okay, I can convey to my parents and everybody there.
But you personally saw Swami reading
the letter. Yeah.
He read it in front of you and looked at you. Almost acknowledging
that, okay, I am reading, I have got your prayer. I felt very good that I can convey to them that they should not worry and Swami take care. Swami read the letter, and one more experience, it happened that I was sitting, similar experience, I gave letter to Swami and I was thinking that, okay, they are having a lot of letters, I don't know whether Swami will read here, because sometimes he calls for Aarti and he goes, then he may read there. So I'm praying, Swami, you read, because it was some prayer, I don't remember, I had written and Swami, you should read it. Then in bunch of letters, suddenly he took out that letter. I am sitting somewhere in the bhajan group, behind bhajan group. He takes out the letter and he reads it.
So you could make out that is your letter?
Yeah, letter, because I used to make some mark behind.
Oh.
So that
okay.
So Swami takes out that letter, I can make out. Swami took out from bunch of letters, it was somewhere in the between, and Swami started reading. After reading, he saw me and he pointed, this is your letter.
Oh my God.
So that gave me really feeling that Swami immediately responds. Whatever comes in the heart, Swami gives the answer.
Fantastic.
So that gave me a very good feeling.
Amazing. I mean, in that year 2011, when you should see seemingly Swami so weak and all that.
A lot of programs, cultural programs, Swami is very busy, but so he has time for everybody.
Yes, that is so amazing.
Yeah, that is what
he picks up your letter, and then, you know, among the bunch of letters, yeah. And then he indicates you that as
he's indicating. He pointed at me and showed it is here. So that gave
amazing.
Me a very good feeling that but whenever you pray with pure heart and something, and Swami immediately he responds. So that is a very good feeling I had, and lot of interaction in the first year I got with Swami, and we are expecting some more in the second year, but that's so Swami's wish, how he decides for his
wonderful
mission.
It's really fantastic. I mean, the kind of moments that you've been blessed with in the especially in this year, you know, in the year 2011, when you really couldn't see so much, so to say, the active Swami.
Yeah.
You know, But still, so many wonderful things are happening, you know.
Yeah.
he goes and takes a prasadam and something else happens, then he's just picking up letter. We never ever have any idea about what is happening in Mandir.
Yeah.
And there is something funny which I saw when I was sitting for darshan. Swami used to give vibhuti packets to everybody. I remember one of my classmates sitting opposite to me, and we were sitting on this side, and Swami was just passing by. And this boy just, you know, extended his hand with these two packets in his hand to get it blessed. Swami came, instead of blessing it, took the packets and went off. And gave it to somebody else.
Oh my God.
So, you know, it was actually fun that entire year, I would say. You know,
One similar incident I'll narrate regarding vibhuti. I was thinking Swami has not given me vibhuti any time, though it was coming at the end of the year. Academic year, I thought, okay, because Swami creates and gives for many people. I got Vibhuti blessed, but he has not given with his hand. Because that time he used to give packets.
Yes, this tiny Vibhuti packets.
Yeah, he used to throw out from
his
car.
Throw many times from the car, yes.
Yeah, so that time, that was a sports meet time. So I had come early to the Mandir. I told my practice session is over, I'll go to the Mandir. So I came to the Mandir and Swami gave one Vibhuti packet and one of my friend, Abhinav Talreja. He was there, one of my batchmates. So he was there next to me. So Swami threw the Vibhuti packet. He was looking at me and he threw, but it fell in between. So he told Anurag, it is more on my side, I'll take it.
So Abhinav took it.
Abhinav took it. So I thought, okay, so let Swami's wish what I can do. Next day also I went. So next day also we are sitting together. So that time also Swami came. Then I am looking at Swami. Then Swami looked at me. Then Swami took the Vibhuti packet out, but he is not giving, so I folded my hand, so it fell down in my hand. Then Swami is telling, it's your.
Oh, it's for you.
It's for you. So there is no confusion that falling in between, because if he's throwing, see, it falls from between people, okay, it is not yours, yes. It is mine.
So because yesterday you didn't get it, he ensured
next
that
day, next, today next day, he's not dropping, he's just holding. Dropping. So I put
so
my
you
hand.
You cupped your hands and it fell directly, and he saw that it fell directly.
And he says, he pointed.
Pointed and said, it is for you. Fantastic. Wonderful. Yeah, Siddharth, you were saying it was fun.
Okay. Why I said fun was, when I was a Sevadal in Vrindavan also, and when I had come to Parthi before, darshans were, you know, it was like a fixed routine. Swami would come at 2 o'clock, 2:30, and then he would go inside some people for interview, and then come back. And by 5:30, bhajans would start, and aarti would be done, and Swami would go off. In the year that we have joined, you know,
yeah.
So bhajans would extended
session,
and it would be extended sessions,
yes,
of bhajans.
You don't know this akhand bhajan.
I do some 4 hours of bhajans, 5 hours of bhajans. Like almost every day we had those long bhajan sessions.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a time when we actually sat and counted, you know, 85 bhajans over here. How many more are done today? So that is actually, you know, amazing. And I remember one time we were having a class test.
Yeah.
And in class test, and you know, we were thinking, when is Swami going to come? I think it was 9:30 that day. And we were thinking, okay, if Swami sits for some more time, most probably they'll just postpone or cancel it. So they pray, you know, Swami, some more time.
It's fine.
You know, it doesn't matter, you know, it's a tough test. So, that was nice. And you know, believe it, by the time we reached hostel, it was about 10:30, we had dinner, and then they announced, okay, exam is postponed by 1 hour. So Swami did, you know, grant our wish also, at the same time, he ensured the exams are there.
Okay, wonderful. I mean, yeah, I think those were absolutely uncertain days of Bhagwan.
You know, I have read somewhere, you know, you should learn to love my uncertainty.
Yes.
And I guess this period of time where we stayed, where we had the opportunity of seeing Swami, is when we literally have learned to love his uncertainty. And even today, you know, even in Swami's physical absence, that holds pretty good. We don't know what is going to happen tomorrow, but we still believe in the fact, have faith that he is there. And we are sure that his love will conquer everything else, and then we just have to follow what he says. So I guess, you know, it's in little ways. If you ponder about the days that you had with Swami, I'm sure you will have little trinkets put here and there, and that's the foundation with which you start.
Yes, yeah. And he gives us those experiences, and after that we have to build on that. Yes. Wonderful. Abhishek, let's go to your reminiscences of being a part of the hostel. You actually stayed for longer, studied for longer than the three other brothers here. You did your music college and then your graduation and post-graduation here.
I should say the hostel life here, as other two mentioned, is entirely different from what it is outside.
Mm-hmm.
Here, at every moment, at every step, you learn some or the other lesson. Like right from the time you get up to the time you go back to the sleep or go to the bed. Every minute you learn something new. Like some amazing moments which I had in hostel was like during sports meet time.
Mm-hmm.
I literally love sports meets. Like the kind of teamwork which goes on, the kind of brotherhood which you see there on the ground, the way your seniors, the way your room teacher, the way your wing teacher or your senior, your professors behave with you, the way they care for you, the way Chalam sir, he'll be always ready with juices. The moment you run and come from the Hillview and get into the hostel, juice is ready for you. So it was, till certain extent, I even feel that it is not even possible to give such kind of care even at home. The kind of care which they give in hostel. That's why there was a small saying at the entrance of the hostel, it's a home away from the home.
Yes.
So, and it, which really holds good. Like every day you'll have some or the other nice experience. And I should say, like whenever I used to go home, after some say 3 or 4 days, my mother will say, I think you're not liking it here. You're happy there. And to tell you, it's the truth. I love my hostel. I mean, literally at home.
And it is that Abhishek which was actually very apprehensive to join because he didn't want to leave Mrs. Parents.
So it was no other way. So really, hostel has played a very important role in developing and shaping our character, future or our personality, I should say. There are a lot many experiences, like if we count those, I think it's a never-ending thing. It has literally played a very important role.
So that was the first part of the panel discussion with three former students of Baba's University who have now joined his institutions, who have decided to lead a life of dedication and service, serving in his various missions. You heard Abhishek Rao, Karthik Dwivedi and Siddharth Kalidas, and this was the first part of the discussion. As I mentioned, in the next part of this program, in the next episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside, in the coming Thursday, you will hear the second part of this discussion where they share about their final days in the college and then go on to share why and how they decided to stay back in Prashanthi Nilayam and then go on to elaborate how it has been in the last 1 year working in his institutions, be it in the hospital, the Central Trust or the Bhakta Sahayak Division of the Sri Sathya Sai Sadhana Trust. And as I mentioned before, they are just a small sample of more than 17 boys who have taken to this path. And in fact, even this year, there are at least 10 boys who want to stay on and serve in these institutions in various capacities. Baba always says that my students are my property. And today we see that it is these students who are more eager than ever to continue the legacy of Bhagwan, who are more enthusiastic as ever to work for the gospel of their divine master, who are willing to go to any extent to live up to his expectations of trying to be street lamps, of trying to be little beacons of light, little powerhouses of inspiration, who become examples in their lives, who want to live and breathe only for Swami and Swami alone, who want to spend every moment of their lives in His work and nothing else. It is really very fulfilling to see young minds, to see young energies who think of nothing but offering their every little bit only to God. Everything has come from God. Every talent that we have is a gift of God, and it finds its true fulfillment when it goes back to God in service. As they say, everything that we have received in our lives is a prasadam from God, and only when we offer it back to God in the most befitting manner, it becomes naivedyam. That, as Professor Venkatraman once said, it is the PN cycle, the prasadam naivedyam cycle. Everything that we are is because of God, and only when we offer everything that we are back to Him in His service and in His mission, only then our lives find true meaning. So it's really very beautiful to see that so many young alumni of Baba's institutions have taken to this path of serving in His mission, and it is happening every day. You find so many alumni. These are the alumni who just passed out, but there are so many alumni who, after working outside for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, are now coming back to their alma mater to serve in His institutions. Now they are more equipped with more degrees and more experience, and they want to give back everything to their Lord in gratitude, in deep love. So we will hear more about this next time, dear listeners. It's time to wind up this session of Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. Please do share your feedback about this program. As always, you can write to listener@radiosci.org, listener at radiosci.org. If you missed any part of this program, and if you want to listen again at your convenience, you can do so by downloading this program from our website, radiosci.org. Just go to Thursday Live Archives, and you find there all the programs that happen on Thursday Live every week. You can download this program, Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, from the Thursday Live Archives. So do listen to this. Do share it with your family and friends, and do tell us how we can offer our services better, how we can make our programs more suitable to you, because only when you are happy, Swami too will be happy with us. Thank you so much for listening. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and it is time now for me to take leave and draw the curtains on this Thursday Live broadcast from the studios. Even as I sign off, you will continue to listen. In a few minutes from now, actually, you will listen to a drama by the students of the university, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. It is a play entitled Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham. It was staged in front of Bhagwan first on September 1st, 2005. So you listen to this drama by the students. So keep listening, keep sharing, keep loving, and keep living in His love and in His glory. Thank you so much, and a sweet goodbye and salaam from Prashant Nilayam.